It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Demi Lovato is still in the hospital since her alleged overdose last Tuesday. Sources say she's suffering from extreme nausea and has a high fever and is struggling with complications related to the overdose. Doctors have not decided when Demi can be released from the hospital, but one source said she's under the care of medical experts and is expected to make a full recovery. Keith Urban had some nice words for her.
I don't know anything about her personally. Just good people around her and a willingness to want to live a different way if that's what she wants to do. It's all up to her.
DJ Khaled also sent some well wishes.
I love Demi, and Demi's going to be great. I heard she's getting better. Shout out to Demi Lovato. We love you. And love is the most powerful thing in the world. So I hope she sees this. I love you, and all your fans love you. And she's going to get better because God is great. God is the greatest.
Robert Pattinson and Suki Waterhouse were spotted kissing and hanging out in London this past weekend. The two were seen at a theater watching Mamma Mia and then went for drinks after the show. While they were walking home, the two were seen holding hands and kissing, but they haven't commented on if they are dating at this time yet. Ariana Grande made a last-minute change to her new album, Sweetener. She's changing the title of the album track Pete to Pete Davidson, the full name of her fiancé. Yesterday, a fan tweeted asking why she changed it, and she said, "I like the way it looks. I love his name, and I love him. Music lasts forever. It'll outlive any tattoo, any memory, anything, even myself. So I want my love for him and how I feel to be a part of that." Sweetener arrives on August 17th. Kim Kardashian West was naked when she got a phone call from the President of the United States. She explained what happened behind the scenes to Jimmy Kimmel last night when she spoke to President Donald Trump on behalf of Alice Marie Johnson, a 62-year-old great-grandmother who was incarcerated for 22 years for a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
"I was kind of bugging out during the shoot because I'm like, oh my God, all these amazing things are happening and I'm still going to be me. So I'm like doing the shoot. And I was like, what do we do? Do I do this nude shoot? Don't I do this nude shoot?" And I did it. Uh-huh. And and then I had to call Alice
to tell
from
her
the shoot.
Did the president know you were just in like a robe and nothing else?
No, I wasn't.
Because he probably would have released the whole prison if you told him.
And then he asked her if her husband, Kanye West, still liked the president.
"To make it clear, when Kanye, we would talk about it. And we would talk about policies, and he doesn't necessarily agree with the policies. He likes his kind of just his personality,
his way,
and how he made it to be president when everyone really underestimated him. It's not political, so he doesn't really dig deep into what's going on. So, and I always knew that, and I always know what he meant, but I have nothing bad to say about the president."
And TV host Alex Trebek says there's a good chance he'll retire from Jeopardy when his contract is up in 2020, and he's already got a replacement in mind.
Mentioned to our producer not so long ago that the fellow who does play-by-play for the Los Angeles Kings, they should consider him.
What about a woman?
There is an attorney,
Laura Coates. She's African-American.
And she appears on some of the cable news shows from time to time.
That is the garbage.